Hello? Someone there? Oh, you're really cute. Oh, I know you. You're, someone's roommate, right? One of my friend's roommates? Right, yeah. You know, I was actually at a party at her place tonight. It was so much fun, and the food was so good, and so were the drinks. Like, holy shit, so good. Someone even brought those, like, those cherries, you know? The ones in the jars? No, not those ones. Though they had some of those too. I put like 20 of those ones on my ice cream. They're so good. I'd eat them forever if I could. Oh, but I meant the other ones, like the alcohol ones. Yeah, moonshine, that's the one. Anyway, yeah, it was a great party. You should have been there. It was fantastic. Oh, you were? Really? I don't remember seeing someone as cute as you at the party. I'm sure I would have remembered you. Oh, gotcha. Well, that sucks. Why were you late? Oh, really? I hate having to work right before a party. It's so annoying because, like, how am I supposed to get ready in time? Yeah, because, you know, first you gotta get dressed, and then you gotta find someone, and then you gotta find something to bring, and then you gotta look up the address and make sure you know where it is. It's just small stuff. But, like, it all has to happen, and usually work runs too long to get it done on time, you know? Well, true. I'm just not good at time stuff, so I hate working before parties. But at least you got to come for most of the party, so that's good. Yeah, it was so fun, right? I don't remember a whole lot. But I definitely had a great time. Oh, yeah? How'd you like it? I mean, for the time you actually got to be there. Yeah, that's fair. Parties can be pretty exhausting, especially if you had work before it. If I were you, I'd want to go to bed and get some sleep. Planning on it? That's good. Just remember to be careful getting home. It would be a shame to see someone as cute as you get hurt. Huh? What do you mean? How could you already be at home? We don't live together. Wait, really? But I thought this was my room. Huh. Now that you mention it, I actually don't remember leaving the party. So if I didn't leave the party, then I must still be at the party. And if I'm still at the party, then I'm in a bedroom in the house the party was at. But this room doesn't look familiar, so whose room am I in? Oh, it's your room? That's cool. You've got a really cool room. It's very warm, like you. Well, you seem like a warm person. Like the kind of person I could cuddle. Yeah, you look very cuddleable. Really cuddleable. Like one of those big teddy bears that you can win at like carnivals and fairs and stuff. Except you seem even more cuddleable because you're not covered in fur and won't suffocate me in my sleep. I mean, hopefully. You wouldn't suffocate me in my sleep, would you? Right? Please? Maybe. Oh, well, what if I promise to not steal the blankets and let you choose which side of the bed you want to sleep on? Yay. You're so nice. Yep, very nice. And very cuddleable. Sorry. It's just that the longer I look at you, the more I want to cuddle you. And also maybe kiss you on the cheek. You have a very kissable face. Yeah, like, you look like you'd smile when I'd kiss you. And your smile would be so cute that I have to kiss you more, you know? Just a very cute, kissable, lovable face. So no kisses? Well, what about cuddles? Can I at least have cuddles? Oh, come on, please. I want to cuddle you so much. I'm really good at cuddling, I swear. Yeah, really. Like, my chest is super comfy to lay on, and everyone says that I'm really good at hugging. So you'll be so comfortable. And I'm warm too. Not to mention that I'm already in your bed, and I might be too drunk to get up without help. So unless you want to help me to another bedroom or to the couch downstairs, then I'm going to stay right here. Well then, come here. I promise I'm a good cuddler, and I won't do anything rude. I won't even kiss you on the cheek, not even if you ask me to. Nope, not even once. I wait to kiss until at least the end of the first date. Because I want to be a lady for whoever I date, you know? I want to be a good girlfriend. I also want to bring them flowers. Yeah, totally. I'd bring you whatever flowers you want, or get whatever games you want, and at the end of the night, when you walk me to my door and you kiss my hand and you tell me to have a good night and then you'll send me a nice text the next day. Oh, I definitely would want all of that if we went on a date. You seem really cool and I'd absolutely want to be a perfect lady for you. Okay, cool. That sounds like a great idea. Going on a date with you would be a lot of fun. And I'd get the chance to show you just how good of a date I can be. Sweet. So, where do you want to go for our first date? You can pick anywhere you want. I'm cool with anything. Sure, that sounds great. Then when do you want to go? Yeah, it's perfect. I'll text you my address tomorrow and you can pick me up, okay? This is going to be so fun. I can't wait to date you. Oh, wait. Even if we haven't gone on a date yet, can we still cuddle? Because I really want to cuddle you right now. But I don't want to do anything too early. You think so? Oh, you're right. It would be super unlady of me to kick you out of your bed. So it would be way better for us to cuddle. Yeah, let me just scoot over a bit so you can have some room. There we go. Oh, come here. I really want to cuddle. Mm-hmm. That's told you that my chest is a great pillow. Can I wrap my arms around you? I knew it. You're super cuddleable. Perfect for cuddling. Yep, perfect. So cuddleable. I can't wait to do this more after we start dating. You're super cool and funny and cute. And so of course I want to date you. And we're already going on a date. So all we have to do after that is go on another date. And then another date. And then another date. And then we'll be dating. Well then, I just gotta make sure you want to go on another date, right? Then I'm gonna try my best to make you want a second date, okay? Good. Then I'll have to remind myself to ask what kind of games you like and what kind of movies you like, and then I'll have to. Huh? Alright. We should probably go to bed now. Your headache is probably pretty bad right now. Just lay your head down and I'll be quiet, okay? I'll just cuddle you and keep you. I'll be your big teddy bear from a carnival game tonight. Except without all the fur, or the button nose, or the bow around my neck. Still cuddly, though. I'm still cuddly. Alright. I'll be quiet now. Sleep well. Well, yeah, I'll see you again when I wake up. That'll be the best way to wake up, like, ever. Huh? Headache? But if you're the one with a headache right now, why would I have a headache when I wake up? Oh, right. I forgot that I drank so much. Oh well, at least it ended up with me getting to meet you. That makes it all worth it. Yep. I'll even think so when I wake up. Yeah, I'm sure. Well, if you think I'm wrong, then let's race to see. Whoever falls asleep first will wake up first. And then they'll get to see who was right. No, I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Well, I'm gonna race you anyway. I'm gonna quit talking to you now so I can focus on sleeping. Good night. Can't wait to see you again, cutie. Mm-hmm.